Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What do you think the game plan here is then for Shador against the 49ers? Because I know we kind of touched on that for a second. And I think there's opportunity again for him to succeed. Again, you got to put him in the right position.
I thought the Browns put together a pretty nice game plan against the Raiders. And
I love the one thing where they wrote down, get 10 sacks. It was great. It's my game plan for every week. Get 10 sacks. Okay, well, good.
I thought they kind of protected Shador.
I thought they did too.
You know?
And, one sack?
Yeah. And I don't mean just offensive line protected, but for instance.
Ran a couple screens. Did you see that?
Well,
it was very exciting.
He only threw the ball 20 times. Okay, so that was fine. You didn't run it beautifully, but for instance, when Quinshon Judkins was in the Wildcat a lot, I thought part of that was protecting Shador. And before anybody says, well,
some people think that was, I read he benching Shador.
I know.
I could not believe when I read that.
I know, like, that. And see, that's one of the things. For instance, last night, the 49ers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-9. Bryce Young had the ball on like the 2-yard line, and Carolina had a first and goal from the 2. He threw an interception in the end zone. Okay. Direct snap to Rico Dowdle, run into the end zone. That's what the Browns did against the Raiders, you know?
Yeah.
And so, okay, had Shador succeeded in that situation, great. Had something gone wrong, well, that's not what you want. The Browns wanted to make sure they got 6 points, and they called that up, and they used it. Oddly, they used the wild card during the middle of the field, too, sometimes. And I thought that was interesting. Right. I thought they put together a really good game plan against the Raiders to help Shador and help the team.
Right.
And they won the football game. And that's what you're trying to do, isn't it?
And they finished. That's another thing. You know, Kevin talked about that in those games that they kind of gifted to the other teams where they should have won, where a couple special teams plays turned the corner. That he talked about it, too, that they not gifted, that they didn't finish. And by the way, isn't that a trait of most teams that are first year?
Good.
Well, rookie laden, I would say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But against the 49ers, I think you're going to have a different type of game plan. The 49ers are more susceptible to the pass than they are to the run, at least statistically through this portion of the season. Right now, the 49ers overall are 22nd in defense, giving up 342 yards per game. But they're 10th against the run, 101 yards per game, 26th against the pass. You've been able to throw it against the 49ers. Now, last night, Bryce Young wasn't very good, and he didn't get a ton of passing yards, 169. But the last 5 games against the 49ers passing the football, Jacoby Brissett completed the 47 passes. He was 47 of 57.
Wow.
For 452.
That's amazing.
2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So Jacoby shredded him. Matthew Stafford, 24 of 36 for 280 and 4 touchdowns against the Niners. Jackson Dart, rookie, right? Rookie, 24, 33, 191, two touchdown passes. And the game before that, these are just the last five games. C.J. Stroud, who's not been great this year and now has been dealing with a concussion, 30 of 39, 318, two touchdowns, one interception. Those are the last five quarterbacks against the 49ers. The only one they held to under, well, two under 200 yards, Dart and Young, and those guys combined for three touchdown passes. So there's an opportunity to throw the ball against this defense. Robert Saleh's done a decent job there. They lost key guys, and they've been a little more susceptible. Fred Warner's out for the season. Their star linebacker, Nick Bosa's out. So I would think the game plan would be a little different. And that means, I think, they would put Shadur in a position to throw the football more than he probably did against the Raiders. And it'll be a great opportunity to see what he can do against the defense that's been a little more susceptible to the pass.
I like it. I mean, I see where you're going with it. Let's go Todd in Ward 1. Todd.
Just Andy. Hey, I caught that on the way off the air yesterday. I hope you two have a good Thanksgiving as well, and thank you for the sentiment expressed to me.
Thank you, Todd.
To you too, Dan. So, educate me. Have y'all mentioned this already? The 49ers are the last ranked team as far as sacks this year. That's pretty good for a dude that holds the ball a long time, don't you think?
Purdy wasn't very good yesterday. Did you see him? He threw three interceptions.
I saw the whole game.
Yeah.
I saw the whole game. But Shadur holds the ball a long time, and the Niners are last place in sacking on the defense.
Might set him up to sling it down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the field, right?
Yeah, and they're 25th from what I'm reading right here, and I'm seeing clear today. They're 25th for tackles for a loss. So, yeah, that may work out for him.
And, Todd, you might have just heard me go over the passing stats.
I caught that.
Yeah, they've had some quarterbacks have big games against them. But it's been veteran quarterbacks, Jacoby, Matthew Stafford. But C.J. Stroud wasn't bad either.
However, Shadur is not those people, and I do think he's going to throw. He's going to throw at least three on Sunday. The question, but because of the other things that I mentioned, I think it looks good for him. I think he's going to throw three to the secondary for sure.
To the other team or into the end zone?
No, I think the 49ers secondary are going to get some picks off him for sure. But to this and exit. I'm with NIL for high school kids, Andy.
I am too. I just don't think it's going to be the same. I think the impact is way different than college. And I'll go through it here in a minute just because of the rules. They're still – and I mean, the rules are pretty – they're pretty heavy on it. So, Todd, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't disagree. I mean, look, if you're able to work, I think you should be able to accept money. We'll get to that in a minute. Rome is in Cleveland. Hey, Rome, how are you?
Hi, Rome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So word is that it's going to be a walk-on left tackle next year by the name of Andy Baskin.
Oh, yeah?
But,
man, anyway, we are in big trouble.
We are in huge trouble.
I have two blind sides, so I'm in big trouble. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, we're in trouble then. I thought we was good. But when Dorsey was here and he drafted the player that he drafted.
Yeah.
And
Baker?
Baker got on the field. When Baker got on the field, it was just like this wave of energy.
Yep.
You could see it in the stadium. And I wasn't at the stadium. I was at home. Like, I felt it at home. I am tired of this analyst, these statistic ways of going about things. I do agree with y'all with the way Stefanski did things as far as protecting him. He did need as much time as he could get before he got on the field. But at the same time, I'm torn. Like, I think they should have went with the energy from the beginning. And if they had, I think we would be in a better situation and possibly in a playoff situation.
The only thing, Rome, about that, and maybe you're right, but you know, now it's come out, Myles Garrett, as Mary Kay said, kind of spilling the beans that Shador and Kevin have spent a lot of time working on things and everything else. There's nothing wrong with getting a young quarterback to the point where you think, okay, we've set him up for an opportunity to succeed, and now's the time to put him out there. You know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes sat for an entire year until the last game of the season. And then he played ahead of Alex Smith. And there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. And was Shador ready week one? I don't know. If the Browns thought he was, they'd have put him out there. They didn't think he was. They're putting him out there this week. And so, good. They put him out there last week. Good. Let's get another win. And I hope he makes a case to be the guy. I hope he shreds the 49ers and puts an end to any type of, should it be him? Should it be Dylan? Should you play Deshaun? It'd be awesome if we had a starting quarterback here, and we knew it. We knew it.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, Jeff. Like, we are totally on the same page. It's just, you know, the gut feeling that I had, the reason why I expressed that opinion. But I do agree. Like, he brought him along the right way. He did. I think he would have learned faster. Like, the mistakes that he made in the preseason, he didn't make them so much when he got on the field during the regular season. And then we saw when he started last week, he didn't make a lot of the same mistakes he made the week prior. So I think he might have pushed a little.
I agree with that. Rome, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving, Rome. Yeah, I can see exactly. I thought just fundamentally he played better last week. And again, you talk about just having two quarters, having to come in at halftime and you know, always being one play away. Same thing. You know, Dylan Gabriel now is one play away from going back in the game too. So it's the same thing as it was for Shador when they decided. And by the way, there's another argument there to be made that when they made Shador the backup quarterback, when they made him the number two over Bailey Zappe, there's another reason to think, well, if they really didn't like him, why would they have done that?
Exactly.
I mean, there's all these little, there's hints of evidence there. I mean, unless you think it's all,
Andy, I've never heard of an NFL team bringing a player into their program because they dislike him. And then disliking him from, you know, the day when that happens and guys can grow out of favor or they maybe didn't get what they, you know what they do? They trade guys. They get rid of guys.
Yeah, that's right. They're gone.
You don't like him, you get rid of him.
Yeah, it's the way the NFL goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.